Sabbath Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shabbos Babli, Daf Memtes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chavtes and Medalef. 3 lines from the foot of the page, Lai Seif Dava. Lai Seif Dava Lachim, Afili Yevishim, Shinislach Lachu. The items that the Mishnah forbids when they're wet is not only if they are wet due to themselves, but even if they were dry and became wet from elsewhere. Minelein, Meichim, Omeichim, Lai Kavishim, Shinislach Lachuhin. And our sources that we learned from tufts aren't tufts like something that was dry and became wet. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Shila said that in those matters in which one may do atmana, if they're dry, one may not fill the pot lest some spill and wet the insulated material and it will heat the pot. Taman taninan kein v'gefes hadosha Rabbi Yishana toho. Mishnah taught, teaches elsewhere, if a tana was heated with new gefes, it's tummy, due to the liquid inside the gefes, but with the old gefes, it's tahor. Mezi chadosh, mezi yishana, what's new and what's old? Yosi bebun, b'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, chadosh, b'sechi b'chodesh, yishan la'achi b'chodesh. Rabbi Yosi bebun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that new is within 12 months when the olives are pressed, old is after 12 months. And the Mishnah taught that one may do atmana in garments, in produce, and in doves' feathers. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina had a detema b'shulay Rabbas Rakvivisan. Rabbas Rakvivisan also letzmoim b'hem. Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, quoting Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, says that this is when what rotted is not more than what did not rot. But if there's more that rotted, it's forbidden. Rabbi Noah Shabishtan, Rabbi Noah Shacharoshim, the Mishnah said the Hadmon is permitted in fine chaff of flax and sawdust of carpenters. And then Taninan the Sovis, Tanai the base Rebbe Neurus, Hadaama hi Hadayado. Amisha said Neurus, which is sword, and in the Baisa from the house of Rebbe it taught Neurus, which is stubble, and the teachers, they are the same thing. And we come now to the next Mishnah, which is Halacha base. Omnin Mishlachim, Metalfalin Oisan, because it's Semebe Metalfalin Oisan. Hadmon is permitted with hides of animals, and when we move them, it's permitted in wool shearings, but when we not move them. Ketzadoise, how may one take the food then? He cannot move the wool. Noitilas hakisui v'hen noiflos. Yan says, he lifts the cover of the pot with the wool on it, and the wool falls to the side. Rozman Azari oime kupa mate alfida v'noitol shema yitol v'in a yochol achzir. Rozman Azari gives a second answer that he tilts the box in which Hadmon was done, and takes from the pot. If you remove the pot, the pit in which it was tamun might cave in, and it will be forbidden to return the pot. He takes the pot, and he can return it. The Gemara says, "Abuda, then pasi b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, ad the tamer b'nasunim etzol balabayis, avan b'nasunim ba'aputiki loy bado." The Gemara says, "Abuda b'pasi," quoting Rabbi Yonasan, said that our Mishnah permits moving skins. It discusses those owned by a private owner, but not an aputiki, which is a storehouse. The merchandise. The Gizeh Semer, Rei Metalton Leisan, the Mishnah said, Hatman is permitted in wool shearings, so why we not move them? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan, had a detema, but a sunim, but a putiki. Rabbi Yochanan, et sabalabayis, leibada. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan said that our Mishnah forbids moving wool shearings, is discussing in a putiki, which is again a pile of merchandise, but not if it's privately owned. Rabbi Yumia, Bashem, Rav, Posim Achseles, Jesachel, Shaifus, Al Gabe Levenim B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yemi are quoting Rav so that we may spread mats made to cover bricks over bricks on Shabbos, lest rain fall on them, even though the bricks are mukzah. Amabi Shimon Bar Rebbe Ani Lo Shemati Me'Aba Achoifi Amali Mishmoi Beit HaShinol Lebi Yomtev Semchen La Kli B'Shor Shalot Eskalgol Ava In Kofin Olea Es HaKli. Shimon Bar Rebbe said, I didn't hear this from my father, but my sister told me in his name that an egg laid on Yomtev, which is mukzah because it's Noilad, we may put a kli next to it so it not roll, but one may not cover it with a kli because then it's blatantly for the sake of the kli. The Shmuel Amar Koyfin Alei HaKli, and Shmuel says one may cover it with a kli. Amar Rabbi Mana Uravad Shulei Yehei HaKli Negeya B'Guva Shabetza. Mana says this is only if the kli does not touch the egg itself. Tani Rabbi Hoshia Nachil Shol Devorim Posin Alei HaTadin B'Chamim B'Nei HaChamim B'Gshamim B'Nei HaGshamim. Rabbi Hoshia said from Abai said that a beehive one may spread a sheet over it when it's in the sun, to protect it from the sun, or in the rain, due to the rain. Ma, karav. The Gemara asks, is this like Rav, and unlike Shmuel, who does not permit resting a kli on muksa? For Shmuel, Kama Naman and Kama Namata. The answer is no, it's even like Shmuel. Here is above, the sheet is spread above the hive and doesn't touch it, but here it's below, means Shmuel forbids resting a kli on the muksa. Rabbi Bifna b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Bachanina, chafei l'sutais osa l'talthalon. Rabbi Bifna, quoting Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, said that curtains used to cover a boat, one may not move them on Shabbos. Zalta hu prisan, v'adein v'shetarofan groshimsha osan shalom l'rav ma'ol metalthalothan. That's what said, and they were being scorched in the sun. They asked Rav whether they may move them. Amaloin, chashvan aleihen, masnisan, masninan, tichti, roshichem, it should say, mishori l'choy metalthalothan. Rav said, intend for them to put them under your heads, and you may move them. There's a klishon after le'issa, which is permitted if one needs to use it or its place. They were quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, said that the heads of poles that he intended them from Erev Shabbos, one may move them. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yossi, Salkon, Lasidra, Debar, Ula, Dehava, River, Taman, Vahava, Taman, Roshi, Klinsiois, Asan, Vishalon, Le, Maul, Taltalon. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yossi went to Bar Ula's Beis Medrash. There was a gathering there, and there were heads of poles. They asked me whether they may move them. Amalehem, Lo, he said to them, Im chishavtem aleihem esmal mutar l'taltalam b'imlam einatem mutarim l'taltalam. If you intended for them from Erev Shabbos, it's permitted. If not, you may not move them. Tani, Rabbi Chalafta Bar Shol, Moichin, shechashav aleihem esmal mutar l'taltalam. Rabbi Chalafta Bar Shol said that tufts that he intended for them from Erev Shabbos, one may move them. Tani, Rabbi Yossi ben Shol, Tzava shal kiris, shechashav aleihem esmal mutar l'taltalam. Rabbi Yossi ben Shol said that a stack of beams that one intended for them from Erev Shabbos, one may move them. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina b'shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, I should say, Rabbi Yaakov b'Idi, Rabbi Chanina b'shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Abba, Shalcha Hava, B'chaya, Amar Lanu, Kashu Lachem, Rashi Guzios, Atem Mutarim, Natalzman, Ramacha. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yaakov b'Idi, quoting Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says, my father's profession was with hides, and he used to tell us, tie the ends of the skins to prove that they are for sitting, and you may move them tomorrow. Chizki Amar Afilin Malan, Chizki said, even if he sewed a border on the edge, one may move them.